Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
Yes, blessings from Laramie, Wyoming. Beautiful day today. Blue skies, green grass, calves running around the yard. So glad to be here tonight. Looking forward to a good program, and I'll let you know when your callers call in.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody again to joining us this Wednesday evening for Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those that were set free by the bondages that are in their lives, all by the power of the Holy Spirit, all done in the name of Jesus Christ and performed by everyday Christians like you and me. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, feel free to go to deliveranceusa.com, excellent website with lots of tools there at your disposal. Or if you prefer reading the old-fashioned way with a book, you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that, and he'll certainly get it out to you. Pastor, it's just been a beautiful day, a little bit chillier than we had last week, but I'm okay with it. It's just a beautiful day in the Ozarks.
Well, amen. A beautiful day in Oklahoma, as you can see from the videos I sent you earlier. But yes, mm-hmm. We'll be wishing for that cooler breeze, I'm sure, in not too many weeks.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a couple of days last week where it wasn't super hot, but the humidity level was high. It's just amazing when it's muggy just how much hotter it can make it. But, you know, it's the day the Lord has made. He gives us that good weather in its season, and I will rejoice in it. Pastor, I was been speaking a lot this week with men about testimony. And, of course,
well,
what this show is. This show is a testimony show that talks about people overcome. But, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "This is the third time I'm coming to you. Every fact that is to be confirmed by what testimony are two or three witnesses." And that used to be a legal precedent. And when people come out, I mean, how would you know something happened if you weren't there? You would investigate, and it would be given by testimony. And that's what we do, and these are a matter of fact. Most of the time when these come on, we have multiple people who can attest to it, because either, you know, they were sitting with you during deliverance, or somebody else was. And it's just so important for testimony, not just for the building up, but to establish the fact. And it is a fact that Christians have the ability to cast out demons. They have the ability to lay hands on the sick. They have power and authority. And it's a fact that they can exercise it. And it's a fact when they do, supernatural happens.
Yes. And, you know, we've had over 400 direct testimonies from people on the show now in these over 4 years that we've been doing this Wednesday night. And direct testimonies, not hearsay, but direct testimony that would stand up in a court of law. And as
yes,
you say, would. You can't argue when someone says, this is what happened, this is what I saw with me, this is what went on. You can't say, no, it didn't. Because it's direct testimony, and they are telling what happened with them. Not hearsay, not third party, but direct testimony. And that's why these testimonies are so amazing and so exciting to hear what's really happening in the spirit world, with even Christians being set free from demonic activity, and Christians, of course, having the ability to minister to other Christians. That authority was given to us from Jesus himself in Mark 16:17, John 14:12. We have the power of attorney from him to speak directly to these evil spirits. And I just praise God over and over for what our Jesus did for us at the cross. The poor people of the Old Testament didn't have what we have now in the new covenant.
No, they don't. In fact, one of the things that we were talking about with testimony is testimonies are laid out in Hebrews, and that is, you know, a lot of people call it the Hebrew Faith Hall of Fame, and these people had testimonies, the thing they were able to accomplish. And one of the things I was pointing out to some men was, they accomplished all these things and didn't even have the access that we have, the blood of Jesus.
Yes, so true.
They were operating under an inferior covenant, and the promise wasn't given to them. The promise of the Helper wasn't given to them, the Holy Spirit. Obviously, the Holy Spirit helped these people at different times in their lives, but they just didn't have access. Just how much better it is, how privileged we are to live on this side of the cross, how privileged we are to live in this time where the need is needed to be out there to cast out spirits, to exercise our authority. We had some storms roll through here through the Ozarks this last week, and I came out. I mean, it was a severe thunderstorm warning, possible tornadoes, hearing hail, and there's we're talking within just a few miles of my house, people posting pictures of baseball to softball size hail. Pictures on social media. I mean, just down the road, as far as the crow flies, just a couple miles away. But I came out and I said to the storm, peace, be still. And we still had weather, we still had wind, but not a single bit of hail other than a few small pea size fell, but it was all around me everywhere else. And, you know, I gave thanks to the Lord that because he says the greater things of these, we can do these. And as a Christian, I believed it. I believe the testimony. I believe the evidence, and I exercised it. And I thank God that we had that ability to come out there and do that.
Well, that's exactly, of course, what the scriptures say, and even Mark 11:23 and 24. Whosoever shall say to that mountain, "Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, but he believeth those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You spoke it directly and did the same works that Jesus did. He calmed the storm the Sea of Galilee, and you did his same works. All Christians can do this. It's not a gift area at all. What Ralph is talking about tonight is normal Christianity.
Yeah, it says believers. It didn't say the apostles. It didn't say men who've gone through hours of vigorous training will cast out and do these things and greater things. It says you shall do these also. It'd be believers. And that includes me. That includes Pastor Cox. That includes Richard. It includes all those Christians out there listening. So this is why we come on here to encourage you to be able to do these things and to make a difference, not only in your life, but the lives of those around you. Well, Pastor, I got off my little soapbox there preaching. Has there been any testimonies about deliverance this week?
Yes, I had a 4-hour and 50-minute deliverance yesterday.
Wow. No wonder you went fishing today.
Yeah, well, I needed some recovery. And this lady had already gone through the videos, already gone through the door closing prayer, but that's how involved she was. Bless her heart. She had all kinds of tough things happen to her, sexual abuse in the childhood, and tough parent situation. It was just, but you know what? Our Jesus is still a healer, and that's exactly what he did. We went through the breaking of ungodly soul ties. And then in the inner healing, we spent a long time at that, where Jesus would take her back to the various events that happened, the traumas and memories that carried bad feelings. And if she identified the feelings with those events, that she could actually feel those feelings balled up inside of her stomach area, pretty typical, actually. And she took a spiritual hand with spiritual fingers, went on the inside of her and got hold of all those bad feelings and spiritually and pulled them out and handed them up to Jesus. And, of course, praise God, he took them every time. He takes them. It's so amazing. And she no longer had the bad feelings with those events. She still remembered them, but she did not have the bad feelings with them. And, of course, I often think, how many more people are out there? Most Christians never receive this kind of ministry. It saddens me. And they live their lives coping and never living life abundant. And so this woman she got what I call a great Jesus overall. I could not get the head demon up, which I like to do because it saves time and it's very efficient when it works. Everybody that we minister to has a head demon. But due to the sensitivities that are different in each person, I find about 1 out of 3 where I can get it to where the person's hearing the head demon and can relay, or it actually goes into a full manifestation, talking out of the person's mouth, and I'm on a one-to-one with the demon. And it's a very efficient process. But I had to do the long path, and that was one of the reasons it took so long. She marked almost everything on her list. And it took, we started at 1 o'clock, and I finished at 4:50. So, yeah, it was a long one.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm sure she appreciates it, and I look forward to hearing her testimony.
And she got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, was speaking
awesome.
In tongues. And also had pain leave in her back area, neck area. So it was exciting. It was long, but was it worth it to see a lifetime turned around in 4 hours and 50 minutes? Absolutely. It's just I'm still on a high from being in the middle of it.
And I would bet dollars of donuts that pain in the neck and back was associated with that bondage of all those emotions through the years.
Well, a lot of it was, but she had car wrecks, even had a metal piece in her neck.
Oh, okay.
And nevertheless,
okay.
The pain was gone when we finished. She still had some discomfort in her back, but that went way down as we ministered on it. So we're believing it'll be totally gone.
Yes, I believe it too. I believe it too. And we've talked about the inner healing and taking back in the past, but if you don't remember out there, it's just one of the processes that's in deliverance, one of the steps that helps get to the root cause. A lot of times trauma, which obviously comes from sexual molestation, which is unfortunately very, very common in our society, and very, very common with those who that are struggling with addiction. But you can take them back, and you can take them back to that point, and Jesus can be with them. And I have seen some pretty miraculous things where people were witnessing, well, how did I know that? How did that happen? Case in point was a woman that I ministered to years ago had been molested quite often by her father, and she could never understand why her mother allowed it to happen. Well, the Holy Spirit revealed to me while we were having the session is that I said, you know, the Holy Spirit has revealed to me that your mother had had this happen to her as a child, and so when it was happening to you, she froze up and was right back like that. And she said, Jesus showed me the same thing. She says, how did you know that? How did you know that? Jesus just showed me the same thing. So that was part of that inner healing that was there. So it's very, very important. It helps take care of the that root cause. It helps people with forgiving. It definitely helped this woman with forgiving, because then she understood why her mother never could act. And I remember one time working with a lady on inner healing with some miscarriages, and she never did know. She knew one of them was a daughter, but she never knew what the other child was, because it never came along far enough. And she was able to go through inner healing. She gave those children to Jesus, and she started smiling and weeping. And she says, I see Jesus walking hand in hand with my daughter and a little boy. And she just opened her eyes and says, we had a son, we had a son, we had a son. And she was so happy.
Wow.
So there is something supernatural about that, where Jesus can come and take you back to that point in your life, show you that he was with there, show you that, you know, for whatever reason why these things happen. But the mainly thing was that he can take that bitterness, that trauma, and heal it at that point in your life. And when it heals, it just supernaturally goes from that point all the way up to where you are today.
Amen. Yeah, that's so awesome. Well,
it is awesome. It does.
Praise God.
And that's out there for anybody. That's just not something that I can do or Pastor
Amen.
Cox can do. Obviously, we've had the training. Do we have our caller in?
We do, Ralph. Yeah, let me bring
okay.
Jody on. Jody, thanks for calling in.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're
doing
all right, Jody. We thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm enjoying listening to what that gentleman was talking about.
Yes. Well, most people have had it. Well, Jody, go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and what changes you've seen and any experiences.
I guess I'll begin as far as history goes. When I was a little girl getting ready to go to school, and even before that, my mother was a practicing Catholic before she married my father, and she taught me a lot about God, but it still never connected with me. I always was wondering, and so I went to a Catholic school, and I learned a lot more about, you know, the Catholics' point of view about God and Jesus Christ, and I knew that he died on the cross, and it was a shame. But as I finished those first 2 years in a Catholic academy, I ended up going to live with my sister and learning about Jesus Christ. And when I was 14 years old, sitting there listening to the pastor talking about Jesus and why he died. I always thought it was horrible that he went through all that stuff and the mean people that killed him, but I didn't understand the connection until the pastor explained it, and that Jesus died for our sins, and that, well, I knew that that was the reason that I'd been looking for. When I heard it, it was like a light went on the side of my head, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart right there, sitting in the church pew. I didn't go forward, but it changed my life. I, at the age of 14, was suddenly, I realized that something had happened to me. I didn't know much about the Bible, but I started reading it, and I kept telling my sister that I was living with, she's 15 years older than me, that I realized that I used to think and feel one way, and when I asked Jesus in my heart, I totally, my thinking and everything just totally turned around 180 degrees. And then I came across a scripture that says, "Behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new." And from there, I embarked, after I graduated from high school, I went to Bible college, and I dedicated myself to be a missionary. I learned about, you know, ministry and the training I had at that school. But I had a lot of more things that I had to learn. And one of them was that the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my coming to ask Jesus to be my Savior is that he totally delivered me from the way of thinking that I had before. It was just like a new thinking came over me, a new way of looking at things, and then I recognized things this was the truth, you know, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so I look back on that and understanding in the fact that as Christians, we still have times when Satan attacks us and we can come under bondage to him, as the scripture says, he takes us captive. And we need to be delivered from that. It's an ongoing thing. It's not just the greatest deliverance, which is our salvation, that we have once and for all, but there's a continued work of grace in our hearts as we go through this life. And it is a battle that Satan can get a hold of us, and even as Christians, we need to be delivered and set free. And I come to understand a new way of looking at deliverance. It's not that you're oppressed. I mean, it's not that you're obsessed with the devil, but he oppresses you. And we need to be delivered from his oppression and set free once again. And that's been a continuous thing in my life throughout my adult life and my Christian life. I am 85 years... Oops, I'm going to be 85 next Monday. I'm rushing myself here. And I have a lot of wisdom that I've gleaned through the years, walking with the Lord and sitting under great teachers like Derek Prince and Everett Cox. And I actually went to the ministry, your ministry, one Monday night a few weeks ago with a dear friend that needed to be delivered and was needing really to understand as a Christian that she has times when Satan has gotten a hold of her and she's found herself under attack. So I went with her, and but I also took advantage of the time and I went in to be prayed for, and where this person delved into my past and amazingly touched things that I had never even dealt with in my past. And she prayed for me to be set free from them. I'm not at liberty to tell you what they were, but they were just things that happened in my childhood that gave me a false understanding of people and life, and in other words, distorted thinking. And I really got set free from that distorted thinking that night, a month or so ago, that I was there at your deliverance ministry.
Praise God. That's great, Jody. And, you know, we were talking earlier about how so many Christians never get this type of ministry, and they live with their problem areas. So, praise God. So how have you felt since you came that Monday night? Have you seen quite a few changes?
Can you say that again? I'm not catching everything you say.
Okay. What changes did you see, Jody? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you said, what faces did I see?
What changes did you see when you came to Deliverance Ministries? Are you comfortable in sharing that?
I still don't understand you. What something that I see when I went to Deliverance Ministry?
Yeah, what changes did you see?
Faces?
Now, what he's asking is, what was different in your life? Changes? Like after you've gone through Deliverance Ministry, what changes did you see in your life where maybe you had this problem, but afterwards
that
you
didn't
have
this
problem?
I couldn't get that word,
yes,
changes.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a little bit of problem with this phone right now. Changes that I see is that I have a whole different way of looking at myself and others and my relationship to other people. I'm just not at liberty to tell you exactly what it was. It was very personal. I guess I could say this much about it. As a little girl, I was molested by several different people in my life, and it gave me a very distorted view of relationships with men. And so
yeah,
now,
very common.
This is a whole, I thought I had dealt with it all my life, but I thought it was over with, because when Jesus saved me and delivered me from my sins, forgave me, I put that all past, but because I didn't know to deal with it. But your deliverance ministry really brought that up, which I was surprised that, you know, these things I'd never even dealt with in my life that needed to be dealt with. So that's, to me, the really important reason why deliverance ministry is very essential.
Yes, what we do.
Can I answer
not
your
just
question
well enough? People. Yes, that's fine. And, you know, it's not just casting out evil spirits in this process, but it's breaking of ungodly soul ties that have formed up, and especially the dealing with the inner healing of those traumas of the past, like you mentioned. The lady I ministered to yesterday on video online, for 4 hours and 50 minutes out of state. But she had that go on constantly through her childhood years. And those traumas had left her with all kinds of bad feelings that she still carried today, and it was affecting her in her life today, of course. So what you say there, Jody, is actually very common and something we deal in constantly at Deliverance Ministries. You know, normally someone wouldn't talk about it, but at Deliverance Ministries, we're, of course, able to see how common that is, And for the most exciting thing is our Jesus will bring a healing to those situations where those
indeed.
Feelings are no longer there.
I remember feeling a new sense of freedom and a new way of just looking at myself and other people. In fact, even to forgive the people who did abuse me, you know?
Yes.
I never
thought all part of it.
Doing that as a child, you don't really realize it because, it's the first time it happened, I was about 4 years old. And it happened again when I was five with a different person. And they were all members of my family. I'm not members of my family. They were friends of my family. And so you never know when friends might do that. And
yes.
Well, another one was a boy in the neighborhood that was 12 years old whenever I was five. And so, you know, God really set me free from that preconceived notion about men and relationships. So,
yes.
You know,
well,
you know, these things happen to you, especially as young as I was, it was like I didn't know any what to do or how to deal with it. But I did go and tell my parents, so they must have dealt with it.
Well, it's more common than the average person would imagine. Of course, like I say, we hear it a lot in our ministry sessions with people. But the exciting part is our Jesus is still in the overhaul business. And he overhauls the people where you can have joy and peace and happiness and enjoy life. And it's the real you. And that's, it sounds like that's where you are now, Jody.
Well, you know, deliverance is not a once-for-all thing, is it? It's something that...
It depends on
the
person.
All of our life in this journey to heaven, as Christians, we still have times when we get boggled down with lies, you know, parading itself as truth.
Yes.
And again, we have need of deliverance, and I believe that many times I would take things to God and he would deliver me, but many times I've needed help from other Christians to pray with me. And
yes.
Anyway, I just believe that deliverance is an ongoing thing. I don't think we ever get to the place where we don't need to be set free from certain bondages that we, ways of thinking sometimes, and ways of relating to each other,
often,
which is one of God's most concerning things in the scriptures as to how we treat one another in this world.
Yes. Often there's new attacks coming from the enemy through satanic assignments, even just to block a Christian's life. We have to break those assignments and cast out the related spirits. So the good news is there's answers so a person truly can live life abundant. It sounds like you're closer to living life abundant, Jody.
Yes. Yes, I believe God called us to walk in newness of life, and that means miracles are something that happens to us all the time. And deliverances.
Yes.
From
praise God.
Besetting
praise
sins
God
that we don't even think of as sins, but they are, because they keep us from walking close to our Lord and having the fellowship and joy that he meant us to have. He's a loving God, and
Jody,
he loves us beyond all our understanding can even comprehend. And he wants
Thank
the
you,
best
Jody.
For us. And these sins that beset us only block us from the blessings and the deliverance and the overcoming joy of knowing him.
Yes, thank you so much, Jody. We're out of time. It was a great testimony.
Right on time.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, and
bye-bye.
God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, Jody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good testimony.
Yes, praise God.
Very good testimony. Very good.
And so typical of many.
Yeah, Rich, you'll have to let me know when the other caller is coming in because I'm not sure if I'm getting your text. So.
Sure, Ralph. Well, Nathan.
Just let us know when he comes.
Sure, Nathan is on. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going? Everett, Ralph, thanks for having me again. It's been a few months. I'm just so grateful to be able to share my testimony, and I hope it can just help out whoever's listening and help bring them closer to Christ. How are y'all doing?
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
That's right.
So.
Well, Nathan, go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you saw and where you are now in all this, how you've gone through the training, even become a team leader. So you got a lot to share. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll just get started here. So I grew up in a Christian household, and I was a Christian as a kid, and then I kind of fell into a phase where I was doubting. And if there's anybody out there who's a skeptic or is skeptical, let me tell you, Jesus is very real, and He is a living God, and He is here, and He is just ready to bless you and loves you so much. But unfortunately, for many years, I fell away from the faith, and I was like an atheist, agnostic atheist, for a number of years, and I had a very extreme event happen. I actually kind of saw a little bit of the other side. I kind of saw a little bit of the darker side, and that. Fortunately, I knew once I became aware that all that stuff really is real, I immediately went to the light. But to expound on that a little bit, what happened was it was like around last year. It was in June 2019, and I was going over to a friend's house. We were hanging out and stuff, and then there was this one girl there that I'd met before, like once, a few months before. I didn't really know her that well, and so then she goes like, "Hey, do you want to come back?" My apartment, I come back to my house, and you know, like we'll like hang around, you know, mess around and stuff and all that. And I was like, yeah, sure. So we get in the car and we're going over there, and I walk into a room, and I should have literally read the writing on the wall immediately, but I didn't. And so we mess around and stuff, and then I start reading the stuff on the wall, and it's like really crazy stuff. And this girl. This is actually something I don't think I mentioned last time, but this girl told me she was an atheist, and I walked into her room, and there was like a bloody Jesus hanging on the wall, and that was weird. And when I was in that room, like I never felt like a darker presence, and like what was going on in there. But I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't aware. Like I was just so, just so blind to everything, you know, at that point in time that I just wasn't like picking up on extremely obvious stuff. But anyway. On the wall, like it says, it's dated 7 days before. It was said on the wall, June 10th, 2019, and it's June 17th, 2019 when this is happening. And it says my name, and it says Nathan. Like I love you forever. Like if you ever leave me, like I'll kill you and stuff. And like I only met this girl once. Like and it was crazy stuff. And like it was like my name was written on there twice. And it was like, yeah, like if you ever like do this and that, like I'll come after you. And then, like, she whispered in my ear. She was like, it can get a lot worse. And, like, all that. I was like, wow. So, I mean, I got up and I left. And I was, like, freaking out. I mean, I was really panicking. And so I went to my parents' house. And, you know, this was just instinctual. I didn't know why I was doing it at the time. But, you know, it comes full circle here shortly. Like I went into my parents' house and I just grabbed a cross. I was like, this is what I need to be near right now. Like I need to be near something good. And so I grabbed a cross and then I was like, just kind of laying, like just laying over at my house and, like, freaking out, and I was just processing everything that happened. And then I went to sleep, and the next day I woke up, and I was like, I still had the audacity to, like, still be in doubt. Like, after that, like, I was like, oh, no, like, that girl is just crazy. Like, that was just, like, a weird experience. But, you know, like, whatever. And so, I mean, I was really stubborn. But then I had something even more extreme happen the next night, and I remember this so vividly because I'd never had anything like this happen. Like, a big part of why I was skeptical is I'd never, like, had anything happen that was unexplainable, like anything that was just something I couldn't logically reason around. But I was alone at my house, and it was 2:11 in the morning. I was watching TV. Like, I remember the position I was laying in and everything, like, so vividly. And I'm laying there, and my legs start getting pulled apart, like, by a force I can't see. I feel like something go in my mouth. Like, it feels like a tongue, like, going in my mouth. And I had a mark on my face the next day. I had bruise marks on me, like, fingerprint bruises, scratch marks on me. And, like, then I see, like, something, like, a face, like, just, like, a shifting motion, like, in my front door. And then the lights in my house turn off. Like, it was literally, like, out of a horror movie. Like, that's what it was like. And then, I don't know if any of you listeners are familiar with, like, it was like a succubus. That's what I believe it was. Like, it was something like that. And, so, like, a very demonic, evil force. But, I mean, literally the second that all happened, like, my legs are getting pulled apart, and I'm like, no way, for that out of my mouth. And then I was like, it's all real. And I knew instantly, I was like, whatever this is, it's evil. I want to be fighting against it. Like, I will not roll over to this. Like, I'm not just going to accept that this is happening. And so I was like, I'm going straight to Jesus. And, you know, like, that was my immediate reaction. I'm so grateful for that, you know. Like, I was definitely, when I wasn't in the faith, I mean, definitely having God in my life has completely changed my entire life. Like, I was not, you know, like, making the best decisions and stuff, but I'm so grateful that, you know, just deep down, like, I knew, like, I mean, the moment, like, I was truly aware of what was going on, like, my immediate reaction was go to the light. And I'm so grateful that, that, like, the Holy Spirit was there, you know, like, had that pull for me, and I listened to it. And now, you know, and now that that's happened, I want to go and just help other people that have been through, other things. I know my case is really extreme. Mine's very unusual for sure. Like, I've told a lot of people that, and, it's definitely on the more extreme spectrum. My grandma had actually been praying for years that something really extreme would happen to me. And she told me, after I told her all that, she was like, well, I wasn't expecting that, but, you know, I mean, it worked out in the end. So, you know, like, even though it was a rough circumstance, I'm grateful for the end result, you know. So I heard about Deliverance Ministries a couple months later from my friend's grandpa. And so I went there and checked it out, and I got delivered. And it was the most life-changing, like, the most intense spiritual experience ever. I mean, like, I'd ever had. Like, it was, like, a complete 180. Like, I felt freer instantly. Like, I felt like just fear lifted off of me. I felt, you know, just in general in my life, like, you know, like, if I was ever, like, going into a place of, like, anger or bitterness or anything like that, like, I would, you know, those things just got washed away. And, like, just day by day, I'm, you know, like, the Holy Spirit's just building me, and I'm seeing that. And it's so incredible to see that. It's like that there's this living God that loves us so much, and that He's willing to stick with us through everything, and that he wants that for you. He wants that for everyone who's listening right now. Like, He wants you to come to Him, and He wants you to live your best life with Jesus. And Deliverance is just, like, the ultimate kickstart for that. Like, it is the ultimate thing. And right after I got delivered, I mean, it just, I was so grateful. I was like, wow, like, this completely, like, this was like such a huge positive change. Like, I want to give this to other people. I want to help other people get closer to the Holy Spirit, get closer to God, Jesus, and all that. And so I went through the training. Like, I mean, I've this whole COVID thing's been messing up our schedule, but to this day so far, I have not missed a week that I could have been there, you know. Like, any week that they've been open, I've been there since I've gotten delivered. And Yeah, and I'm like, there's just so many great things you learn there. Forgiveness, that's such a big, huge thing that so many people overlook, you know. And that's like a really big thing they teach there. And even if I have friends that aren't completely ready to give their lives over to Christ, if I can just get some messaging like that, like tell them you need to start forgiving people, like you need to start doing that, and they'll see it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder without Jesus, you know. But it's just like you gotta be gentle with some people, but definitely like going to deliverance makes that process so much easier because it's hard. Like it's hard to go against that, you know. Like if someone did something really bad to you, you know, it can be hard to forgive them, but whenever you have the Holy Spirit there guiding you, it lifts that weight off of you. It makes those like that human reaction to be angry at someone who's really harmed you, you know, really wronged you, like you can just get that peace from God, that supernatural peace, you know, and it's truly unique. And we offer that. I've never seen anything like it. And I've seen whenever I was breaking soul ties with people, whenever I was forgiving people, I really felt a weight lifted off of me. And I have seen people just come out of there, their eyes look brighter, they look happier, they look more fulfilled. And I mean praise God so much for Deliverance Ministries, for that place, and for what it does to people, because I've seen so many people come through there and they just come out so much happier, so much better. And then I've had folks text me after, and it's just miraculous stuff. I mean, things that I literally didn't even think were possible, you know, before. I mean, in the last year, I've seen so much stuff that transcends what you would conventionally think is possible. There was actually one man who came in, and he came in and he had some kidney problems, and he actually had went to the doctor recently before. So he comes in and he's got like his toxin levels are at 1.8 to 2.3. It's like, that's bad apparently. So he gets prayed over there, then he goes back to the doctor and they're checking his toxin levels and they're like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing here? Are you messing with us? Like, you don't need to be here. He's like, those kidneys are going to last you the rest of your life, and his toxin levels are down to 1.1. Like, they were totally cured, and it was just like one time he came in, you know, and he let off that emotional baggage and stuff, and then he got cured of so much more than that. I mean, it's just so incredible. I mean, it's just like so physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. I mean, everything, and then it's just completely incredible, and it's so awesome to be a part
Nathan,
of it.
Nathan, I have a question, Nathan. I remember one time you sat in with me when we had a hit demon up. You might share your impressions when that was happening.
Oh my gosh, yeah, okay. So there was this one time, there's been a couple of times we've gotten it up, but there was this one time it was very, very pronounced. Like it was like full manifestations and everything. It was this lady we had come in, and so we called it up into her, and her voice changed. And like whenever you looked into her eyes, like I mean, and whenever it's like she came in, she was such a sweet lady. Like she was such a nice person. Like you could tell, you know, she was such a sweet lady. And then like you walk in, and we're doing the head demon stuff, and her eyes completely changed. And there's actually it's in Matthew. I don't remember the exact verse, but it's the eye is the lamp of the body. If the eye has light, then the body is good. And if the eye has darkness, then how great is that darkness? And that's something I've noticed now that I've been purposefully observing it. And especially in that head demon case, I really like, you really could see her eyes change and her voice change. And she was saying stuff that she would have otherwise had no idea. She would have otherwise like had no idea, of the content, like, you know, that she was speaking about. And, like, we asked her after, I was like, did you know the things that you were saying? And she was like, no, I didn't know. I didn't know most of that stuff. And she was a really intelligent woman, and she'd been doing a lot of research and a lot of study into it. And then she had some spirits latched onto her, and so I guess they were picking up a little bit of education themselves and picking up some things. But, like, I asked her, like, you had no idea about the stuff you were saying. She was like, no, like I didn't at all. And so that was wild. And once we got it out of her, she looked way better. She was way, way better. But, like, once it came up, I mean, she immediately, like, her head went down. Like, she was, like, curled in. And, like when I'd walk around the room and, like, try to look her nice, like, she'd, like, shift her head away from me for the first, like, few minutes or so. And it took her, like, a good amount of time to, like, finally make eye contact with me. And that wasn't a problem at all at the beginning of the ministry. And it was, like, just wow. Like, I mean, you know, like, I hadn't seen something that pronounced before. And I'd heard some stories about people who've been in it for, like, a number of years and everything. So that was really, that was cool to be able to, like, see that experience. And it was, you know, it wasn't good that they were there, but it was good that we were getting them out and that we were dealing with it, you know. So from that perspective, it was good. And, yeah, and praise God for giving me the opportunity to see that while we're getting them out of her too, so I kind of have a little bit more of that experience. And I'm so new at it, you know, like, there are so many people there who've, like, done so much more stuff than I have. Like, I'm just a rookie pretty much, you know. Like, it's only been like 7 months or something roughly now. Yeah, about 7 months. And then we've been closed for the last like 5-6 weeks on account of the COVID. So yeah, but I mean, it has just been an absolutely life-changing journey, and I'd say, and it's been for so many other people too. It's just incredible to see how dramatic the changes are, and then seeing stuff like that too. I mean, you won't see that hardly anywhere else, you know. So it's just,
Nathan, you might share about some of your cases. You might share about some of the cases you've had where you've been a team leader.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about a little bit with the guy with the kidneys. That was one that I was mentioning there. And there was another one. We had this one lady come in, and she was having some really extreme stuff happen to her too. Like, she was having some lady put witchcraft curses on her and do all this stuff, and her baby stopped breathing like a couple of times. Like, it was like this lady was doing some really evil stuff to her, and like all these different numbers were texting her, like, come, like, and all this stuff. Like, and she was such a nice woman. Like, I don't even understand why someone would be doing that to her. She was such a nice lady. And so we prayed. So I prayed over her, and we delivered her and everything. And we were getting all the stuff out of her. Oftentimes, whenever you do the deliverance process, it'll come out in coughs, yawns, or burps usually. So I wasn't seeing as much physical manifestations from her, but like the sense that, like, we weren't talking to the head demon out of her really so much. And we were, like, a little bit, but it wasn't, like, anywhere near as extreme as that one time. That was a pretty extreme case. But we did get the head demon up with her, and we were able to figure out some of the stuff that was, like, some of the legal rights and some of the ways that they were coming after her and whatnot. And so I gave her some prayers, and I asked some other people there some prayers to give her and everything, just to keep her house protected. And you know, and even though that lady was doing really evil stuff for her, like, we prayed for her salvation. We didn't wish any evil on her. We're not going to stoop down to the enemy's level, you know. But apparently about a month or two later, that lady who was doing the witchcraft curses on her died, actually. So I guess God took care of it. But we were not wishing anything bad. We were hoping that she would come. Even that lady was doing those horrible things, we still wanted her to come to Christ while she was alive. But she didn't turn it around, and her wickedness caught up to her. So yeah, not the lady who was being delivered, but the lady who was cursing her. Yeah, God, the wickedness caught up to that.
Nathan, we're about out of time. What would you say to the listeners as we wind up here?
Is this one closing thing, or?
Yeah, kind of a closing thing. Yeah. What else would you say to the listeners?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned this before, but I would just mention it again. If there's anybody in your life, is anybody that's done anything to you or wronged you, just forgive them. Let it go. Like, you don't need to be hanging on to that. You don't need to be hanging on to that hatred, that bitterness. Like, those are tools of the devil. Likes to hang on to those type of emotions and stuff. And once you let it go, you're going to feel that freedom. And then to top it all off, I mean, this is the number. This is the biggest thing right here. It says right in the Bible, Matthew 6:15. If you do not forgive others, the Father will not forgive your sins. So it is so important to go and forgive others. It doesn't matter how bad it was. I mean, there's some people who've done some really bad stuff, and they don't deserve to be forgiven a lot of the time. But it is not our place to be enacting that judgment on them. That is for the Lord. Have faith in Him. He will deal with it. And if they're really that evil, then something will happen to them, maybe like that lady. But we don't want that to happen. We want everyone to come to Christ. We really do. And I hope that's in your hearts as well. But just do not hang on to that anger or anything like that. Just always be forgiving, because there's always hope while people are alive to come to Jesus, and we need to be pushing that mission as much as possible. And just God bless all of you, and thank you so much for listening. Praise God for all these blessings. Praise God for this show, and just praise God for everything you guys are doing here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet, Nathan. That
thank
was
you,
great,
Nathan.
Great testimony. Blessings to you, brother. Look forward
yes,
to seeing absolutely. You on a Monday night as we get going again.
Yes, thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. Blessings to you, too. Y'all have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Such enthusiasm in the young man's voice. I remember the last time he was on. As soon as he came on, I heard his voice, but I remembered. I didn't quite remember the testimony when he started talking. I was like, yep, I remember this young man. So, well, two more testimonies, established witnesses, more for the court case.
Yes,
amen. Any questions about deliverance, deliveranceusa.com. It's there for you. Take advantage of it. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, in the Supernatural Works of Jesus. And at my call, Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. Let him know you want that book, and he'll certainly get it out to you. Well, Pastor, we got another one down. We thank you for joining us this evening. Thank you for being here, too, Pastor. We'll talk to everybody next Wednesday.
Yes.
God bless, and have a great evening.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
To overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
to overcome all the power of the
enemy. To overcome, nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.